When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. Fired up. Food. Everybody knows I'm a foodie. If you go to my Facebook page, you will see food. You'll see a lot of food. I'll be in the airport. People stop me, Rashawn. Can you stop posting food on your Facebook page? Can you stop posting food on your Instagram? They'll call me Cake Man. They'll call me the baker. They'll ask me for food and be serious. I'll be sitting on the plane. They'll say, can you bring me a pie? Can you pull a pie out of your overhand? Can you do something, Rashawn? Well, I got somebody, that's what she does for a living. I just bake for fun. Pretty Little Tacos is a Creole Mexican street taco concept founded by Michaela Merrick in May of 2020. An industry veteran, Merrick launched in Triton Yards in May of 2020. May of 2020. COVID didn't stop her. Did not stop her. Pandemic virus was raging all around, and she was following her dreams. Pretty Little Tacos offers vegan alternatives as well as dessert tacos. Oh, you know I want to ask about that, dessert tacos, including peach cobbler and strawberry shortcake. She is on the show to tell us her story from food trucks to the restaurant. And now back to the streets. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Michaela Merrick. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Pretty Little Tacos. How did you come up with that name?
Well, prior to opening up my company, I had like a cooking show with one of my friends, and we were called Pretty Little Cooks.
Pretty Little Cooks.
Around the same time. Yeah. So we had like a little, it wasn't really a podcast. We didn't get a chance to really do but like maybe 3 or 4 episodes, but I really just liked the ring that it had to it. So eventually when I started my business, I just, you know, transferred that over.
Pretty Little Taco. And it's a catchy term, and it's an original term because you Google it, it pops up. So the whole concept of we got the title of Pretty Little Tacos, but why tacos?
Well, I love tacos. I've never really been able to pass up.
Now, let me ask you this before we get started. Is it meal or flour? I'm a flour person. Are you meal or flour?
I like flour, but I do like both. It just depends on the type of taco. You know,
right.
Some
mm-hmm.
tacos require flour tortillas, and some I feel like taste better with corn.
Right.
So I am a taco freak. Like, I love tacos. Everywhere I go, if I see a taco truck, I'm going to stop. I'm going to try it. When I go to L.A., I hunt down the street corn vendors. You know, I just love it. You know, I've always loved it. So me and my family, like, we cook. That's what we do. You know, one of our favorite things to eat is tacos. So my brother is a chef. We come up with all type of unique tacos, and we eat them at home. So when the pandemic happened,
let me ask you this. So you say your brother's a chef. So he's a person who went to school and became a trained chef, I'm assuming, when you say that, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Did you do the same?
Both chefs.
Did you do the same?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No.
You didn't, and you own a business in food.
Yeah.
How did you pull that off? How did you pull that off?
Well, I think it was just perfect timing, really. There was like a time frame where in the beginning of the pandemic where everybody was on pause.
Right.
And my brain was moving, and I was like, you know, I told my mom, I said, Mom, I have this idea. And she was like, okay. She believed in it. And the next morning she woke me up and was like, let's go get a food truck. And I was like, what? And she was like, let's go do it. And I was like, okay.
Your mom.
No.
Go get a job, girl. No, let's go get a food truck. So,
well, I always had a job, and I was always very, like, hardworking. I've
right.
always been, like, number one in customer service wherever I've been. I've been in the, like, well, I've worked in, like, bar services areas. I've worked in clubs. I've worked in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked a little bit of everywhere.
So you're a person. Have, you're a people person, naturally.
Yeah, and I know what the people want. I mean, mm-hmm. that's, you know, I think I do.
Well, you're successful. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But let me get back to your mom. So your dad's a chef, you said, and your brother's a chef, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom?
Yes. My mom is a flight attendant for Southwest.
Okay, cool. And then you, like I said, you did a lot of different jobs. Did you go to college?
I did go to college.
Uh-huh.
I went to Georgia Perimeter. And when the pandemic started, I was in school
mm-hmm.
for dental hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is that my dad always told me, like, you need to go back to school. So I went back to school, and then the pandemic happened, and then I started this business, and my dad was like, oh, you don't need school. Focus on the business. So, so I stopped going to school so I could focus on Pretty Little Tacos.
So you're funny. Your family's funny. Go to get your education. Get your kids. Oh, stop that. Make them tacos, girl. Mama,
exactly.
Let's get a food truck. Let's get a food truck. So I love that. That was a whole family. Your whole family is entrepreneurial oriented, and they wouldn't allow you to, like, sit back and go, you know, like some people will, if this goal is not working, some people will sit back and sulk. I'll feel sorry for themselves or just say, this is not going to happen. Oh, woe is me. That doesn't seem like your family, and it doesn't seem like that's you either.
Oh, no. I'm very resilient. I don't take no for an answer. I've learned as I've gone. I've listened to my customers. I try to reply to every single customer the same way, you know, genuine to their circumstances or their experience. And I learned from it. And that's just the best way that I can, you know, I could tell anybody. You have to be resilient. You can't give up. You have to keep going. Like, at the end of the day, like, as you go, you start to have people that depend on you, not only your employees, but your customers. Like, they don't want to see you not succeed. They want you to be the best that you can be. So you have to just keep going. You can't give up.
Okay, cool. I'm talking to the owner of Pretty Little Tacos. It's based in Atlanta. And I'm sure it's a, how many locations do you have in Atlanta?
Right now, we have three. So we have the one that is in Pollison Row, located in Colony Square, which is, like, it's really, I love that location because it's very diverse. You never really know who's going to walk in there.
Right.
So I love that space. Our next location that we have is a new spot that we have in Union City. It's situated more like a to-go delivery, pickup, like, service only.
Oh, okay,
it's located inside of the BP gas station.
Okay.
So I have this whole idea that I want to get Pretty Little Tacos in every gas station in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my starting point. And then I also have a larger restaurant that I'm working on Moreland Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about 90 days out at that at the most. I get my liquor license, hopefully in July. So, you know, I'm really excited about that. It does
so you
have
get
a
drunk
bar.
And get some tacos. That's the goal now.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. I think that I'll be able to actually give my customers, you know, an experience, and that's very important to me.
Okay, so 90 days. So will you come back on the show when it opens? Can we do that? Can you promise
Absolutely.
Me that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes, I promise.
Let's talk about it all, how it all started, because, you know, I know in college in my dorm room, I was making pizzas, selling pizzas out of my dorm room. I had a little medium pizza I only served, had my little crust already pre-made, converted a wok into an oven, and I would have two pizzas I would serve. You know, it was pepperoni, and it was a hamburger, and I had my ragu sauce. That was, so I was an entrepreneur back then, but I didn't take it to the next level. You took an idea of tacos. You put a nice, catchy name to it, Pretty Little Tacos. How did you know this was working at the height of the pandemic?
Well, I didn't know it would work, and I think that was the reason why I was able to do it. I really didn't have a choice. I didn't get any assistance or any help when everything, you know, shut down. So for me, it was like survival. So when I was able to take out the fear and just know that I had to do it, it made it easier for me. I didn't really have a choice. And, you know, going mm-hmm. into it, my expectations were very low. I just expected to pay my bills and, you know, and very quickly, like when I got there, I was a little afraid because I had done so much research. I did so much research that it scared me. And it told me that I wouldn't be able to afford to hire anybody. So I was like, okay, I have to do everything myself. So at the beginning, I was cooking everything. I was loading it up. And I was putting it on the truck and I was selling everything. My mom was helping me. My brother was helping me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were making things work. But what I started to realize, you know, that people really liked it was when I got to Triton Yards. And once I got there, I started to have like really long lines, like crazy lines. And it was just very humbling, you know, and it took a lot.
How many varieties of tacos did you have then? Because I know you have a big menu. We're going to get to the menu in the next break. But how many variations of tacos did you have at the start?
At the beginning, I only had chicken, steak, and oxtail.
Chicken, steak, and oxtail lying around the block.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The street corn, that's it.
And now street tacos are smaller, correct? If I'm not mistaken,
yes.
they're smaller versus other tacos. Now, do you still do just street tacos, or do you do the other version of tacos at your current locations?
I pretty much always have used a full size taco.
Yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Believe in skimping the meat.
That's
I make
key.
Sure my customers the tacos are pretty filling. Like for me, I probably could eat three and then I'm full. So I put a lot of meat in them. You know, I make sure that we're not stingy. You know, that's my biggest thing. I don't want to
right
get people
there.
Skimpy tacos.
See, you are, I'm a fan already because I hate people. I never understand. I go into restaurants, people be, you know, they be counting the meat, they putting on your plate. This is one restaurant I go to. I'm not going to name the name. And they just count the amount of meat they put on my plate. And I'm going like,
yeah.
Really?
Well, right.
Come on, just put some meat on there, and I come back. But now you're already frustrating me because I'm counting too. I'm counting. Why are you counting?
And you're still hungry.
So. I'm still hungry. So now there were a lot of roadblocks in licensing and because I'm with the kitchens you were using. Can you run us through that before we go to the break, some of the frustration? Because we're all dreamers. And when you dream, the reality is not as comfortable or as easy as the dream makes it out to be. What were some of the roadblocks you got before you really started seeing your light shine?
Well, the biggest thing was obviously I started it with, you know, little to no money.
Mm-hmm.
So it was literally like I was reinvesting every day, you know, and eventually I started to get to the point to where it made sense. But the biggest thing that I had a problem with was like, obviously I started during the pandemic
mm-hmm.
and all the government was shut down.
Mm.
I couldn't call the health department and say, hey, you know, am I doing this right? You know, I did call, but I couldn't get through. So I emailed and that ended up saving me. So when they did open back up, they did see that I had been reaching out to them.
Mm.
And so I wasn't like in trouble or anything, but I found out that there were so many things that I had been misinformed about. And the number one thing was commissary kitchens. Commissary kitchens, there are some good commissary kitchens, don't get me wrong, but a lot of them, if you don't know what you're looking for, they will scam you. You will be paying for a permit that they don't have the qualifications to get you. And so that happened to me twice. I lost a lot of money thinking that, you know, I was doing the right thing, not, you know, while the health department was closed. And when they opened, they informed me, oh, well, you know, these people don't even have a permit for you to get your food truck permit. So once I found that out, it was like, okay, back to square one. And then it ended up making me park my truck, you know, and then ultimately, because it was parked, someone did steal my first food truck. But I have since got a new food truck. And so that's why now, you know, we're getting back outside. But that was the biggest thing for me. It's just kind of not really knowing the ins and outs. And a lot of gatekeeping. People weren't really helpful, the other people in the food truck park. So I had to figure it out on my own.
Okay, I want to slow it down a little bit because some things you said I don't know, and I think that a lot of people need to hear. You said permit licensing a commissary kitchen. What are commissary kitchens? What is that?
Well, you need a commissary kitchen because you can't cook your food out of your house. You need to be able to have a space where you have a designated area to where you can cook, store, and prepare your food.
Okay.
And then also be able to pull your food truck in, clean your food truck out properly according to the health, you know, department standards. And you have to have a base. It's like your base of operations. Like you can't just have your food truck parked in front of your house. Like you have to have a base of operations. And so that's what that is supposed to serve as. But a lot of people get it confused with there's like a permit that's for caterers.
Right.
And so a lot of these commissary kitchens, they go through the Department of Agriculture, you know, as opposed to the Department of Health. So they're not even the right type of, you know, permit. So once you get in there, they don't tell you that. They just take your money, you know. And then once you go down to the health department, they're like, we don't, you know, you can't use that. So that's the, you know, that's what I mean when I say that.
Cool. I'm talking to the owner of Pretty Little Tacos. This is a Creole Mexican street taco concept founded by the person I'm talking to, Michaela Merrick, in May of 2020. The COVID didn't mean nothing to her. She jumped out there and did her thing. And she is telling her story on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. If you want to talk to her, please call us at 404-880-9255. 404-880-9255. We'll be right back to continue this conversation because we want to see the next step. And she's in her third year. She's doing her thing. But more important, I want you guys to hear that you can make it happen too. But you got to do it the right way. You got to follow the rules and you got to listen to her story. We'll be right back with more Pretty Little Tacos.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Donald.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations, Minute of Inspiration with Rashawn McDonald.
Michelle Williams is a Grammy Award-winning recording artist and actress. She rose to stardom as a member of the mega group Destiny's Child. In her new book, Checking In, How Getting Real About Depression Saved My Life and Can Save Yours. This book will help you see the signs to overcome depression.
To go into counseling, I really want to help people in entertainment and sports because I don't feel like we have to live these lives with dysfunction or not identifying hurts that trigger certain behaviors and responses. Because just because I was hurt in my childhood does not give me the right to go hurting people as an adult. And then I really feel like we can go on to be more whole and have great quality relationships.
Michelle Williams, full interview is available at moneymakingconversation.com. Keep winning.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Welcome back to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. I'm talking to the owner, creator, CEO, president, do it all of Pretty Little Tacos. We have a caller on the call, Sarah. How you doing, Sarah? Welcome to the show. You're speaking to Rashawn McDonald and Michaela Merrick. What is your question?
Well, it's more of a comment. I just want to say, like, you're honestly a huge, huge inspiration
to somebody like me, I'm not in the food industry, but I am a new business owner. And just to hear your story, how, like, you didn't give up and you had all these obstacles and still, like, have a successful business. I definitely went there, the one downtown, Colony Square, and it was an amazing experience. So I just wanted to say, like, you're a huge, huge inspiration, and I'm so proud of you. And just keep going, I guess. Keep inspiring others.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Well, you know, Sarah, thank you for making that phone call, and I want to turn my question back to you. This is normal for you. You are an inspiration. Your story, I wanted to tell your story because I tried to do my homework, and I knew, first of all, the fact that you opened your business in the middle of COVID. That was like, because I know you was a separation. You couldn't get close to each other. You had business, had the hours, they had to operate. And it was so many rules that were in place, and then I didn't know the fact that you really couldn't get your licenses, because basically nobody was in offices, and when they got back, they had to do catch up, and then you was out there trying to go to these little commissary kitchens, and they were just abusing the relationship because they know you didn't know. But all that, was it your parents? Was it your brother? Who kept you focused? Who kept saying, don't give up, don't give up, you can do it, this is your dream, keep your prayers strong? What was it?
My daughter, Channing, she's 7 now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I started the business, she was 4.
Mm-hmm.
But she's always been very proud of me. You know, every school she goes to, she brags about me so much. Like, I'm always doing events at her schools, or, you know, catering her friends' birthday parties because she's my biggest fan. So that's my biggest inspiration. That's what keeps me going. I just want her to have a head start. I want her to understand that, you know, she can do anything she wants to, like, and I'm going to show her how. So that's, you know, I do that. And then also for my family, like, my dad had a restaurant in the past, but, you know, it didn't last. So for him and for everybody in my family, like, they're really proud of me. So that pushes me and keeps me going.
Wow. What are their specialties? Okay, because you say your father's a chef and your brother's a chef, and then you've opened this very popular Creole Mexican street taco concept. What were their skills trained in?
Well, my dad, we're Creole. So my dad, he's a Creole. He does Creole cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
His favorite dish of mine is seafood pot pie. It's really good.
Mm.
He puts crawfish, crab, shrimp.
My man.
Really good. So I really like that. My brother, he can do it all. He's very well-rounded. He can do anything. When it comes to food, he's like one of my biggest inspirations. He's very smart. He knows his stuff. You know, a lot of the things that I've learned along the way are just from listening to him or being around him. You know, I've learned a lot of things, and he doesn't even realize it. So, you know, I listen and I absorb and I pay attention to him. He's very well-rounded. He does caterings. He was probably one of the first Instagram celebrity chefs. He's cooked for everybody. He's done a lot of things. He has a lot to be proud of. And
okay, who's your brother now? You talking about, you threw out some information. I need to know your brother. Who is your brother?
My brother's name is Chef Mike Valley. My little brother.
Out there on Instagram, out there just blowing up, doing his own thing too. So, you know, so you got like a social media celebrity chef brother, and then you got a Creole Mexican street taco concept that's blowing up all over the city, and then you want to put it in every gas station around the country. Really, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, now what starts elevating that dream? Like you said, because it's all about food quality. You know, what they get over here, they get over there. How do you maintain that?
I have all my prep in one space. I have everything cooked in one kitchen by the same prep team, and I just divvy it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the easiest way for me to do it. I am going to explore some co-packing options soon, which would be like, you know, I send my recipe to a company and they make it, you know, in mass production, and they send it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, I like to keep it fresh and authentic. I like to keep, you know, keep it where it feels like someone put a lot of love into it. So I haven't really, like, you know, wanted to pass it over just yet. But for now, that's what I do. I have the same prep ladies that I've always started with. And yeah, they know the recipes, and they do pretty good.
Okay, cool. So do they, you know, like, now are your recipes like secret recipes? you know, when they, you know, they have to sign NDAs and all this stuff.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Everyone has to sign NDAs. I just actually updated everybody's NDA last week, so yes.
They go in that kitchen. They can't go around there trying to make their own little street tacos.
Even the cashiers, everybody has to sign an NDA.
There you go. Everybody listen to this now.
I keep it equal opportunity, you know. And don't get me wrong, I do have a lot of people that work with me that want to have their own companies. And, like, you know, that's why I'm here, you know. We're on this journey together. I mean, I feel like they're learning. If they're paying attention to me, then they're learning. So,
well, you know, that's important because I want people to hear this. Like, Sarah heard you. Sarah is seeing you because there's business and there is relationships. And business supersedes relationship. Business supersedes love. Business supersedes family because it's business. And I've been there. You know, I've hired my family and kept it emotional. And guess what? I lost because I forgot the power and the rules of business. And it's important. So if you got to get people to sign the NDA, sign it. Otherwise, you will pay a price for that later on. Am I right?
You have to make sure you protect yourself always. Cool. And it also keeps it honest and, you know, keeps the integrity high. No one is, you know, trying to steal anything from you. So it works out.
Now, what makes food truck business so competitive and so cutthroat?
There's so many new food truck owners. Like,
Your voice dropped. Okay, there's so many out there, Rashawn.
If you do research, right, like, you'll see, like, there's, I don't know the exact numbers, but I'm pretty sure there's, like, been an influx of, like, food trucks that came in after the pandemic, during the pandemic. So it's very competitive. When I was at Triton Yards, I had a standing spot. So it was like no other taco people really wanted to come into the parking lot when we were there.
Right.
You know, and I didn't have a problem with them coming. You know, welcome. I would go try them. I like tacos.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just kind of like they really didn't want to be there. But it's very competitive. But I thrive off of that. You know, I like to study and see the best of the best. And, you know, I just level up every time. So, you know, it doesn't intimidate me.
You know, so I feel like I'm talking to the Tupac of tacos here. Keep your head up. Keep your head up. You coming over here messing with my tacos going to be a problem. I love talking to you. I love your family. Your mom's a flight attendant. She's out there told, let's go get a food truck. She's inspiration. Your daughter is so proud of you. She talks about you. That gives you inspiration that you know that you're making a difference. You're inspiring a future entrepreneur and your daughter. She's seeing that you don't have to do an 8-to-5, that you can believe in your own dreams. She's also saying that you don't have to go to college to be successful, which is what this new generation is telling us, and we are starting to see there are different rules. Allow those different rules to happen. But Pretty Little Tacos is your brand, is your baby. Again, before we wrap up, tell everybody in Atlanta, Georgia, and around the country, because everybody listening now, they're going to know about Pretty Little Tacos now, how they can find your locations in the city of Atlanta.
You can follow us on Instagram at Pretty Little Tacos ATL. You can also go to our website at www.prettylittletacos.com, and that will have all of our social media handles on there. You can send us an email, do a catering inquiry, whatever you would like to do. Our location is in Colony Square in Politan Road Food Hall, and then we also have one on 4350 Jonesboro Road in Union City. It's located inside of the gas station, Moreland. I will announce that opening date very soon.
90 days, right? You coming back, right, Michaela?
Yeah, I'll be back. And then the food truck is available to be booked. If you have an event that you want us to pull up to, any festivals, we are looking for you guys. We really want to get our truck back outside, and we're ready to go, you know, fully staffed, fully loaded, and ready to go. So.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time. Pretty Little Tacos. And I am a Tex-Mex nut. I'm telling you so. So the fact that you have a business out there that's thriving, I can't, you know, I'm on NPR, so I just can't say I'm going to come by, but let me know that. Thank you for giving me the location. I guess I can say that. Again, thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. You are an inspiration. You are very unique in what you're doing. I say that because of the fact that you're following your dreams, and a lot of people don't, and don't think they're passing their dreams every day, and you're doing it. Thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Thank you so much for having me. Y'all have a good day.
Bye-bye. Well, she's so business, so professional. Thank you, Mary. Thank you for coming on my show. I want to thank you guys for listening to my show again. I'll be back next week, as I am every week, with a new set of people who are going to make a difference in your life. Talk to you soon. Money Making Conversation Masterclass. Rashawn McDonald. I'm out.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc. More information about 3815 Media, Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. Registration is open to everyone. More information is available at hbcucollegeday.com. Click My HBCU Story. Next, you can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. Then, share your academic or social experience at your HBCU, which can be your favorite class, hangout joint, homecoming game, student center, on or off campus party, Greek show, and how attending an HBCU changed your life. We also want to hear stories if you pledged a fraternity or sorority. The goal is to use your My HBCU story to promote and uplift the HBCU brand. Your HBCU prepared you for success, and now we want everyone to read about your Black excellence. More information is available at hbcucollegeday.com. You can click My HBCU Story to share your story.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.